How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Two down, bottom nine, 12-8 Red Sox in Monterey. A pop-up should end it into shallow left field. Sogard calling off Eaton. He is there to make the play. Ball game over. Spring training over. The Red Sox put on a show in Monterey. 12-8 the final. The kids did it all today. The Texas Rangers are next.
That was the final call last night. Red Sox exhibition game action. Closing out the spring before heading to Texas for tomorrow's season opener against the Rangers. Fitzy, they say there's no such thing as a dumb question, so I'm going to ask it.
Okay, go right. By the way, did you see who the Red Sox are opening against tomorrow?
The Rangers?
No, old pal Nate Eovaldi.
Oh, yeah, it's Eovaldi versus Crochet. Yeah.
That's freaking great theater for March 27th, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care who they're facing. It's going to be about Crochet for me. Crochet to go six innings. I want Crochet to have 13 Ks, and he gets
stop. I'm going to need a wet nap and a cigarette.
Throws it to the pen, and then they blow the lead, and they're 0-1.
That's
no,
exactly.
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing
it. It's 4-3 Rangers in my mind, but I am going to love when he leaves the game up 3-1.
Yes, and that would be my lone real concern for this baseball season. But what I was going to say is Monterey Jack Cheese from Monterey, Mexico?
I don't know that offhand.
I
was going to Google if you wouldn't mind doing radio for
guys,
a moment.
No, I'm
going to
guess bad it's from radio.
No, because it's not like any of the quesos that I'm familiar with in Mexico. So I'm going to guess it's from Monterey, California.
Oh, okay. No, I was just wondering because sometimes I put Monterey
Jack. Actually, I believe
it
was named after the cowboy Monterey Jack.
I really wish Alex Cora would call. No, we are prepared for situations like this. I actually had Dan Ball get together some projections for the season earlier last week, I guess. And we wanted to get some of these underway. Because, Fitzy, if you remember when we talked about that stupid projection by Baseball Reference that Crochet was going to pitch like four games and win nothing.
Oh, my God. They had him winning six games, Andy.
Yeah, stupid.
And by the way, real quick, Thank God we live in a day and age where you can get an answer to any question in 2 seconds or less. Monterey Jack Cheese, named for David Jacks, a businessman who was one of the first to widely sell and distribute the cheese in the late 1800s, which was from the Monterey Alta, California neighborhood.
Oh, okay. So it is a Californian cheese from our friend Jack, who got the idea to sell it. What a wise businessman he was. Anyway, Dan Ball. Let's get to some of your projections that you've dug up. So
nailed it.
Much like we do in this world when we don't like the information a certain source gives us, we look for a different source. So we didn't like Baseball References projections. Where did you get these?
This is from FanGraphs.
Okay.
So specifically, it's an acronym ZIPS with two I's. I don't know what it translates to, but it's full blown projections for the season.
Like so, George Zip?
I bet it's player projections on the back end.
Probably, but
what starts with a Z?
I'm going to have to let you get back to your segment because we have something that's about to come through the phone line in just one moment. I'll give you the crochet number real quick.
Okay.
He is projected from this model 12-6, 2.93 ERA in 29 games started this season.
Okay, much better than what we saw. Joining us on the phone lines now is the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora. Alex Cora is brought to you on WEEI Afternoons by Shaw's and Star Market, Perfecting the Art of Fresh, by Arbella, here for baseball fans, here for good, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Alex Cora, appreciate you joining us. Andy Hart here alongside Nick Fitzy Stevens. Are you excited for the baseball season to get underway tomorrow?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think, you know, the off season we executed what we wanted to. You know, spring training was solid. I think the two games in Monterey were awesome. Kind of like change of pace, you know, like, you know, getting out of the routine. And now we're here in Dallas, you know, ready to go.
Yeah, Alex, the excitement here in our studio at the station and throughout Red Sox Nation has been palpable the last couple of months. And I think it's because of the offseason that the Red Sox have had and the optimism continues to grow. So I just wanted to ask you, what did it mean to you to see the front office be so proactive and aggressive this offseason, addressing the needs of defense, a starter like Crochet, and so much more for you?
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot. You know, I made a commitment with the organization halfway through the season last year after talking to John, Tom, Mike, and Bress, you know, that we were going for it, right? As an organization, we did a good job. I like, you know, developing players and getting better the last few years. And we executed, like I said before. We got some guys in that room. They're proven winners. You know, Crochet obviously comes from a tough situation last year, but we know the talent. But you talk about Walker, you talk about Alex, and all they know is playing October baseball, right, and be successful. So we're in a good spot. It's you know, just being in spring training, it was a different vibe. Even being in the city in January up there, you know, when we were recruiting Alex, you know, I was telling him that, you know, the talk of the town was him, right? Like, everybody was talking about Alex Bregman, and I'm glad that he's with us. So it's a little bit different than the last 3 or 4 years, and now it's time for us to go out there and perform.
I think a big part of the buzz is the obvious trade for Garrett Crochet. We've lived in this town, Pedro and Schilling and Josh Beckett, aces, what they mean to a baseball team. Do you think Garrett Crochet is ready for that ace workload? I mean, he didn't start his first major league game until last year, and now he's the opening day starter with a lot of expectations for a World Series contender. So is he ready for that job?
I mean, we're about to see, but physically he is. This guy is a monster. You know, he's big and strong, and you know, the way he goes about his business in the training room, in the weight room, is ace-like, right? But now, obviously, we got to go out there every 5 days and prove it. We're going to let him go. That's, you know, the expectations are 30-plus starts and help us, you know, win as many games as possible. And I truly believe physically he's different than others. You know, I joke with Sal about that. I compare him with Sal, but he's stronger, right? And and Chris actually agree with that. But you'll see him. You know, he's ready to go. And it doesn't matter. We have to be smart about it, too. You know, the way the season starts, there's a lot of games early on, then the schedule actually benefits us from June, July, and August. So we'll take care of him, and if we do that, he's going to take care of us.
Alex, obviously so much has been made, like you said, in a positive way about Alex Bregman coming to town. He's already a hero here, and he hasn't even swung the bat yet in a Red Sox uniform.
St. Bregman, we call him.
St. We're calling him St. Bregman. Like, the man can he turns water into beer at Fenway. Like, we're expecting great things this year. But, you know, obviously looks like he'll be the starting third baseman for the team. So Raffy moves to DH. And I just wanted to know, You know, where things are with Raffy heading into the season. We know where he's going to be in the lineup, but where is he in the best place he can possibly be in his head right now to be successful? Because when he's going right, there may be no better left-handed bat in the AL.
I believe so. We had conversations throughout spring training, and you know, he was very vocal about how he felt. And you know, we made a decision. Alex is going to play third. Raffy's going to DH, and we all are in the winning business, and he understands that. You know, it's like everything, right? You don't have to agree with it, you know. But at the end of the day, what are we going to do to go out there and perform every single day? And he's been working hard. Not only with his swing, but the routine, of course. You know, it's a little bit different. You know, but somebody mentioned, can he do it? You know, like, you know what? Every DH used to be a position player until there were DHs, right? JD went through the same transition in 2018. He was an outfielder. He became a DH, and you saw what happened. So we expect the same thing. The kid is ready to go. He's going to hit second against lefties and righties, and he's going to DH. And I think having Alex behind him is going to benefit him. And, you know, honestly, I expect a great season from Raffy offensively.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora joining us here on WEEI Afternoons, as he will all season long on Wednesday afternoons. Alex, you've been in the media. You know how this job works. You've been in Boston for a long time. We can talk about all the positives and the upsides and blow smoke up your butt here. If I were being honest with you, I think the biggest question mark might be the bullpen. You know, we had an idea who we thought the closer might be, and now it seems like that plan has changed. What do you think of the closer situation, and is that a concern for you?
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
No, I think you know, the way Chapman has thrown the ball, he earned it, right? But at the same time, we're not going to pin ourselves in certain series, right? Especially the first two, you know, Texas and Baltimore. You know, they're left-handed hitters. So if there's a pocket in the eighth that is Seager, you're going to see Chapman there. I don't know the situation with Baltimore. But, you know, if Henderson is leading out the eighth, you're going to see Chapman. But most of the time, he's going to pitch the ninth. We have to figure a few things out. We need consistency from some other guys, right? We try to, you know, address that throughout the offseason. Having Whitlock helps. Obviously, Slayton, healthy, is going to help. Justin Wilson is a good pitcher. He can get lefties and righties out. But, you know, the Kellys and Weiser, they need to do the job, because you cannot only rely on your Slayton and Chapman and Wilson, right? There's going to be days that they're going to have to pitch the seventh and the eighth, and we expect them to perform. You know, I think that was something that happened last year, right? Like, if you look at our stats or our season, you know, we blew 30-plus saves, and it's not in the ninth, only in the ninth, right? It's from the sixth inning on, and we have to be better in that aspect.
Obviously excitement for the guys that were with the team, guys that have recently joined the team. And what about the guys that soon may join the team? What do you think are, like, realistic expectations in 2025 for the mighty rookie triumvirate? You got one making the club in Christian Campbell. And then You have Marcelo Meyer swinging a bat the last couple of nights and all spring long, Alex, just like he's itching to get up there, and Roman Anthony's no slouch either. So how are we going to handle this situation?
As you guys know, and there's the way I made it to the big leagues, right? People got hurt and hurt and hurt, and they're like, Alex, you're going to the big leagues, you know? It's not that I earned it. It was just by default, right? With them, they're going to let us know, to be honest with you. You saw what happened in Monterrey, just the stage, 22,000 people, and especially in the case of Marcelo, right? Like, I mean, I was joking with people. I was like, in the beginning, the Mexican kids were calling him Marcelo. At the end, it was like, Marcelo, you know? Like, he said, oh, he's Mexican, actually. But the at-bats are getting better, and the defense is real. With Roman, I don't know how many walks he took in Mexico, but it's a professional bat, quote-unquote. You know, I know it's a cliche, but it's really a good one. So they'll go to Worcester. We talked to them over the course of the week. You know, they feel they're ready, but there's a few things that obviously, you know, they got to go down there. And the roster, right? Like, we have a pretty good big league roster, but it's going to be a case of when, right? And they're going to contribute. They're going to play hard. They're going to do everything right. They're going to perform. And at one point during the season, I truly believe they're going to help us win ball games at the big league level.
Clearly, a big part of the top of your order is Tristan Casas. Kind of had the lost season with the injury a year ago, and then Craig Breslow opened some eyes when he threw numbers out there, projections of Casas being a 40 home run, 120 RBI guy. Are those you're laughing? But are those pie in the sky numbers, or is that something we as fans should say, yeah, that's attainable? We should pencil that in.
We need him to play, right? We need him to keep him healthy. That's the most important thing. Throughout his career, he's been hurt, you know, and he's been off the field. So the more he plays, the better he's going to be. I truly believe that spot, that pocket in the lineup is going to be a good one. Bregman, Casas, you know, we're going to let Jaron do his thing, Rafi do his thing. Alex and Tristan, they're going to slow down the game, right? They're going to take pitches. They're going to take their walks, and that's very important. Numbers-wise, man, 40 and 120 sounds great, you know, but I think 150 games from him, that's what I want. The rest of the thing, he'll take care of that.
And Alex, you know, it's interesting to see that the Patriots and the Red Sox are both so active in the offseason trying to get back to where they were, both teams winning championships in 2018. I wanted to ask, any relationship with Mike Vrabel? Obviously, you were on the Red Sox around the same time that he was on the Patriots playing for Super Bowls, winning World Series. I know you have had relationships with previous coaches and GM, so what's the vibe like with Vrabel?
No, not yet, but I think everybody in the city, right, they're liking what they're doing. For what I know, very professional, very specific in his job, right? You know, I joke around, Brad and Joe have put pressure on us now. You know, like, they have probably the best basketball team in the league, you know, and they're putting pressure on the Red Sox and the Patriots and everybody else to step up and do the things that they've been doing the last few years.
Before I let you go and you get the marathon season underway, when I ask you to look around the American League East and the American League overall, what do you see? What's the landscape look like?
It's really good. You know, they have the pitching offensively. With Santander, you have Bo, you got Vladdy, you got Santander. That's a different lineup than last year. Obviously, we know what Baltimore can do. The Rays in a different environment. You know, Yandy Diaz is going to have a monster season hitting the ball to right field in that stadium. You know, that's how he lives. So it's going to be a grind from day one. Detroit has a really good team. We saw them in spring training. And obviously, you know, their third base coach is the greatest ever. You know, so I don't know, man. It's going to be tough. It's going to be very tough, but we're ready for the challenge. We have a pretty good baseball team. We just have to take care of the ball. I think that's the most important thing. We play good defense. We're going to play meaningful games in September.
All right, Alex, we're looking forward to tomorrow, opening day, getting the season underway, and we're looking forward to every Wednesday and talking to you about this season that has as much buzz as we can remember in half a decade around here. So good luck tomorrow. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one. Enjoy.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, Alex. That was Red Sox manager Alex Cora here on WEEI Afternoons. Up next, Ted Johnson in the house. 3-point stance time, and we'll talk about some of the things that Alex Cora said. All next in hour number two, WEEI Afternoons.